This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers can block people from their social media accounts under a new law. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the policy applies to personal and not professional accounts.
Supporters say it can be necessary to prevent abuse and harassment and disruptions to the public forum. Opponents say it could infringe on the First Amendment by giving lawmakers too much leeway to restrict someone from commenting when discussing public business, noting that the line between a public and private account is blurry. Similar cases are being decided by the courts, which could impact the future of this law. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
E-bikes are about to get a lot cheaper for millions of Colorado residents. CPR Sam Brash reports on Colorado's first statewide e-bike rebate program.
The Colorado Energy Office said the new program will provide an $1,100 discount for low-income Coloradans, or those who make less than 80% of area median income. Middle-income residents, or those between 80 and 100% of area median income, can get $500. Policymakers hope that'll replace car trips, reduce climate warming emissions, and establish a new block of advocates for better bike lanes and trails. Applications for the first set of rebates go live mid-August. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The NBA Finals come back to Colorado tonight. The Denver Nuggets are up 3-1 in a best-of-seven series with the Miami Heat. A win tonight would make them NBA champions. Ralph Simpson was with the Nuggets when the team joined the NBA out of the Old American Basketball Association in 1976. He's been watching the finals.
It feels good, but what else feels good to me is that I go back in the memories. The older players, even some older than me, you know, they're getting their due now, too.
Simpson says the current Nuggets team has welcomed the legacy players into their current success as they look to take their first NBA title. Game time tonight is 6:30. Denver and much of Colorado have the chance for more rain through the day and tonight. This is CPR News.